Now I'm recording.
Okay, good.
I was pulling up the lease that I signed yesterday. Yeah.
I like...
Dude.
So, Wendy, do you want to say it?
Yeah, we'll announce this. So, I am moving to St. Louis. I don't know, there's like a drum roll. Because on my other podcast, I was like, I'm getting out of the city. And so people are like, where are you going? And I didn't say anything. Yeah, I'm moving a mile away from your other mom.
Yeah, we're going to be co-parenting now.
Yeah.
Like from the same city. I am so excited.
Yeah, dude, I am like, it's strange because I'm super relaxed because all this anxiety that I've been having about like, because it's like anything. If you're like trying to find a solution to something and you're running your head against a wall and you're like, there's got to be a way. And it's like, okay, well, you're looking in the wrong place. I'm looking at how do I survive in New York? It's like, sometimes you got to fucking walk away. It's like when you date someone that's a dick, like this is the most basic example. And they're like, why won't this person stop hitting me? Why won't they be nice to me? It's like, after a while, you're like, okay, well, I tried 3 times and it looks like you are just not going to be nice. So I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, oh, that's the solution. Sometimes it's just to leave.
Yeah.
And New York is not being very nice right now. So I got to get, well, the whole fucking country, dude, I can't even, like, every time I watch the news, I'm so glad I'm coming there.
I mean, you're either going to, when you get here, everything will be opening up again.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll just be going into like another month of lockdown because starting Friday at 5 p.m., St. Louis County, we're rolling it back, baby. It's March.
Oh, really?
So
what's happening?
Everywhere. Well, the county, this isn't the city yet, but the thing is a bunch of places just like happened in March when like the shitty bureaucracy that is our fucking government, not just in St. Louis, everywhere. I'm not picking on you, St. Louis. This whole country's a big old gross mess. Weren't doing anything. So bars and restaurants just took it upon themselves and they were like, we're going to, for public health and safety and for the safety of our employees, we're going to close or we're just going to go to takeout. So the county's putting in Friday, no gatherings of 50 people or more, which we all remember when that happened, when they're like, no gatherings of 200. Oh, shit. No gatherings of 100. No gatherings more than 6.
Like, no gatherings like just of quickly. More. Yeah. Well, it was also no gatherings than more people that are on a baseball team, because I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. Oh, baseball's going to shut down, which Preston, and I get it. He's really excited. I'm like, I hope he can get to keep this one little thing. How many, it was, I think 13 members of the organization. It was like 9 players and 3 or 4 coaches or something. I don't know. If that happens to like, I'll say 1 or 2 more teams.
Yeah.
If they get an outbreak, it's fucking done. And it's done. It's totally done.
Yeah. Well, because you look at, and this is where people, and here's what's so fucking crazy. And I know not to talk about the news, but thank God we watch a little bit of it and we don't know that much about it. So it's not really the news. We're not really like a news podcast.
We are. But you're breaking.
Your one friend in Costa Rica.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the Andy section.
Yeah.
Of
hey,
the
Andy.
Show.
Andy, Andy, will you get a load of this bullshit? I see on Twitter that there's an outbreak in baseball. And so I'm like, this was last night. I said, let me turn on the news. I just want to talk. I was going to look it up on Twitter and I'm like, let me turn on the news. Let me see. Cause this is always a fun thing. When something like this happens, you go, what is CNN reporting? What is Fox reporting?
It's my classic airplane move.
I know.
Everybody knows this. I've talked about it for years.
Yep. I sit back with a stale bag.
Back and forth.
I get a stale bag of peanuts and or Lorna Doone cookies, and I sit there and I pretend like I'm you on a plane.
Exactly. This is exactly how I do it. Sometimes you really luck out, and it's like a Cheez-It situation.
Mm.
Ugh.
That's a dream.
The snack of CNN. The Cheez-Its are for when I'm watching CNN. The stale pretzels are for Fox News.
Yeah. And you know what is a weird thing? When I was flying back and forth a lot to go see my sister with her kids, when I moved here, every time I would fly, because they give you all these snacks, I would just collect a bunch of these free little snacks. And my niece thought I was just like the fanciest person. She was like, Aunt Wendy flies on planes and gets free food. And it was just like, these are for sure expired. So please.
Also, that's very similar to my friend who, her two kids are older now. I just burped into the mic. I hope that got picked up.
Leave it.
Did it again. Did it. My morning coffee burps. Everybody gets those, right? It's not just my acidic body trying to kill itself. But she's always been a waitress, and like they have like fancy friends. This is in LA, so they have friends where like the moms just do yoga and the dads are like producers or whatever and make a shit ton of money. But her kids always thought she'd bring home free food, or they could go to restaurants and like eat for free or get stuff for free. So when they were younger, they thought that their mom had like the most important best job, and she was like, "Yeah, I do." Look at all this free shit. You want free pancakes? I got you.
Yeah. Let's do. It's like, sorry. First of all, disclaimer. I'm going to be extra out of it today because not only the excitement of moving, I'm having a hard time sleeping, which is still, it's fine. And that's to be expected. But also my air conditioning unit shut down about 2.5 hours ago. And it's like 90 degrees in New York right now. And so I'm like, it's so hot in my apartment. There's no air circulation. It's like the kind of hot that makes you feel like you're delirious.
Have you contacted the landlord?
No, because I was like, I'll just wait till after we're done recording. Because I went for a run and I left the fan on so that the fan could circulate air through while I was gone. Because it's stifling in here and I have a litter box in the bedroom in which I live. Mm-hmm. So I leave the windows open and I had the fan going, which is something that I always do. And when I walked in from my run to get in the shower and get ready to record, I swear to God, I could hear it from like the hallway, not even when I got to the door. It sounded like somebody was like, there was like a gremlin or something trapped in a metal cage going clang, 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 clang. I'm trying to get out. I was like, what the fuck is going on in my apartment?
Well, have you thought about that it could be that?
I was hoping that it was. And then
gremlins do like fucking with mechanical stuff.
Right.
That's their whole thing. So.
And then I opened the door and my AC unit, the flap to it, which I taped closed and that didn't make the sound stop, was open like the mouth of Satan. It was like dropped down and the whole thing was just like, hi, 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 hi. I was like, I fucking can't with the city. I can't. If that's not a sign.
Also, definitely what happened there is a gremlin crawled inside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be just like that Twilight Zone episode. Nobody's going to believe you. And then they're going to get in there and it's all just going to be ripped up.
Yeah, part of me, I was like sad for a couple days. And then every day, this is the best. This truly is like leaving. Because when you break up, here's the thing, when you're like breaking up with someone, even if it's mostly good, and then there are things where you're like, overall, though, I'm not happy and I gotta leave. It always sucks when it's like kind of you end and you're both like, we don't hate each other. We're just like not into it. That's the fucking worst, but it's still gotta be done. I do like this because I feel like now that I'm like, all right, I'm deciding to leave, New York is just beating me over the fucking face with a frying pan.
You're gonna leave me?
I'll give you
a fucking reason to leave me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't do the... Yo, you're gonna leave me over here.
Hey, she's trying to leave me over here. Hey, what's the matter? I thought I got you bagels.
We're just, you went from like a bad Dice Clay to like a very offensive Italian accent.
Yeah, an Italian person.
I got you a bagels.
An Italian person making bagels. Hey, you like with a pizza's on a bagel, you can eat it anytime.
I fucking want bagel bites now for sure. I want bagel bites.
Oh God. I also want to dump a thing of ice on me. I'm like so sweaty.
Well, lucky for you, bagel bites come frozen. Mm. So what you could do, you don't have to turn your oven on. Just put the ice cold bagel bites all over your body, like a sexy sushi lady, but sexier because it's frozen bagel bites.
Mm.
And then just let them like warm throughout the day. And then you got dinner right there. It's 10 o'clock right now.
Right.
So if you get to it, easy, dinner in 8 hours.
I think it's a good idea. And it's also, a lot of people don't know this, like when you're hot and you're like, oh, I want a glass of ice cold water, and when, you know, or like super ice cold ice cream, or when you're really cold, you're like, I would love a hot coffee. That's actually not good. You want to consume things at body temp. That's actually the best way to consume them. So this is kind of a genius way to cook, I think, in general.
Just everything.
Just everything.
I mean, specifically bagel bites. But right.
Who wants a body temp burger?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Just put the meat. Like, I don't think this is raw.
Yeah. This is reminding me of our idea for the restaurant, Body Eat. And this is another, right?
I forgot about Body Eat.
Body Eat. Isn't it? Oh, my God.
Guys, we have such good... I have to get a trademark lawyer for Misters. And I think, you know, if we got to pay for it, I might as well be like, well, I got you here. I have some other very important business ventures I need to get trademarked.
How do you feel about salmonella poisoning? Hear me out.
They're just like, oh, I'm not trademarking anything for you because clearly you're an insane person. I'm just like, so I need to trademark this human looking hand pie. Yeah. Can you do that? And also, I have an idea for a restaurant where we serve people raw food that we put on our bodies.
Yeah. Well, that's because in the original idea, I think, and callers, call in because we're probably going to butcher this because we work so hard.
I don't remember the original idea for a body at all.
We work, I would almost say tirelessly. It's like, have you ever seen the documentary for South Park where they're just around the clock grinding out fucking episodes to put out a new one each week? That's us with the show.
Again, language is important. We say it all the time. I would say more we don't work so much tirelessly as we work tiredly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We work. Which is very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
We work tiredly and restlessly. We work on these scripts. And so once we do the show, like any good performer, dare I say, thespian, trained actor. Once you're done, you have to...
I believe you're trying to say artist.
Yeah, like a true artiste. You wipe the script from your mind because you can't... You have to be like, start fresh, throw it away, kill your babies. That's what they say. Kill your baby. Get rid of it. That was funny, but fucking we got to forget it forever. And we do forget it forever. And I body was something where you put it in their tongue and they like, I fucking don't know. Callers, call in and let us know what that idea was. So we can trademark.
I think it was everything like gelatinous. Was everything in a jellied?
It was something
that would then like dissolve. I don't know. Guys, we're not going to fucking remember.
Yeah, it was something where you put it on your tongue and your tongue had, you had to shape it like a Tostitos scoop chip. To like
that's what yes the, yeah. Also Wendy then did it for me in case I did not understand what she meant by shape my tongue like a Tostitos scoop chip.
Oh my god, this is gonna be so fun when we're together in like 38 days because guess what we're gonna do, guys? Say we're gonna
just
make videos,
fucking eat all we're gonna do is eat shit out of our Tostitos tongues. I can't believe you're gonna be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's just like, it'll be nice. And I was the lease. Oh my God. So first of all,
is it as good as the rental application?
Yeah. The rental
Is it as thorough as the rental application?
So Megan saw the place. So Megan went and checked out. It's so crazy that I didn't think to move there earlier. But anything.
There wasn't a global pandemic until, you know, just a few short months ago. So
yeah. But yeah, it was perfect. Megan went over and checked the place out, and only one of the owners seems like he's gonna murder me in my sleep.
it's really cute.
I love it. I fucking love it. I'm so excited to decorate it. I'm so excited.
It's really cute. It's small. It's a studio, but it's separate. Like the kitchen is huge. Like you could easily put like a couch or like a kind of like dining table desk setup, super easy. It's really fucking cute.
Yeah. So
I didn't say to the guy, I was like, you guys are gonna clean up a little bit more, right? And he was like, oh yeah.
Good. Thank you. I'm so glad you were there to drop the hammer because to me, it's such a good deal. that I'm like, this is great. I'll clean and blow both of you. This is such a great deal.
That is also my thing too when I was there, because it's not my place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not. So I was trying to be like very like, this is, fucking looks like you're drinking a goddamn White Claw.
It's a soap, I know.
Time. Every, it has the same band at the bottom. Like, here's the thing, because Celsius existed before White Claw, right?
Correct.
Yeah. They, White Claw fucking, we need a side-by-side. Because if it's not owned by the same company, which it is definitely not, they straight up ripped Celsius off. It is, it looks the exact same.
Yep. Well, and that's because, and that's why I did, it's the mind trick thing, because it's the, and it's the same size and shape as all these like diet and energy drinks. And so your brain goes like, oh, this size of a can means it's tall and thin, like I want to be. And it just tricks you into being like, oh, this is like a healthy, this is like, this is, this is like a hot girl drink. This is like a hot bitch drink. And, White Claw is not, again, I've got a fucking tall boy that I cracked open and I tried to, cause I was like, wanted a drink and I didn't have any alcohol in the house. And I was like, I'm gonna have a drink. And I was like, oh, I have this White Claw. Let me give this a try. And like, again, I did pour it in a wine glass. I did lime instead of cucumber. And I got to tell you, Xandra, I love you. I cannot get with it. I can't get with the White Claw. I was just like, this tastes
Aki. It's the aftertaste.
Yeah. It tastes Aki. Aki poo poo.
Now, oh. Okay. That's, yeah, that's what, well, listen, this, these are our alcohol reviews.
Yeah.
It's icky. Ooh, that yum.
Ooh, that yum. This tastes like poopy in my pants.
Well, you stop trying to drink the White Claw through your back bottom.
That's where I've been filtering.
That might be the problem. That might be filter. Oh yeah. It's double filtered.
Yeah. It's double filtered. This is White Claw with probiotics. It's a double filtered back bottom White Claw. That sounds like something.
Speaking of Xandra, I mean, we're about to go see this trademark lawyer, so maybe get us a meeting.
I know. And I'm going to have a lot of extra money because I've already said how much my rent is here in New York City. So my apartment here is like 420 square feet and it's $2,300 a month. The new apartment is 550 square feet and it's just open. It's more of like an open loft concept, like an idea. There's not, you know, it's not like broken up. It's so it feels way more spacious than my place here. And that apartment cost me, drum roll, please.
Get ready, you guys.
Get ready.
Get ready, everyone in New York and LA. Everyone else is going to go, yeah.
That seems all right. $535 a month for the whole thing, even the bathroom.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, the neighborhood's so cute.
Yep.
We can go to Gus's Pretzels all the time.
Yeah, and we're going to have extra money, which is why we want to do, because it's now's the time, the economy's down, and so we're trying to, like, we got to diversify. Like, you know, I'm still going to be doing just our bonds. I don't know.
I was like, diversify.
We have misters, and then we can, so that's that, and then we start doing more on the podcast, so we can still do stuff online and with comedy. That's all still going to be happening, but then we got to be like, what's another market? Where can we really break in? And I think, Xandra, and again, we'll move on to something else, but I just put this in your little brain. Not that sounded condescending. Because
you're a woman. You're a fucking woman. So
that sounded condescending.
Little.
Put it in your giant, fucking, huge, juicy brain.
that are also your tits, because we all know what a woman's brain just inner tips.
We do back bottom White Claw now with probiotics. Just think about it. We're gonna have money to invest, and St. Louis, a lot of breweries, so we can make it happen. Just think about it. Think about it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, is it? I think White Claw, or one of them's owned by Anheuser-Busch now. So we're on the ground. We're here. We're getting it done. Where's the St. Louis contact? I can't believe you're moving here. It's fucking, and I keep saying this, and I don't mean this in a bad, it's weird.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's not like, ew, that's weird. It's just fucking weird. Because this is not, but like, it's very surreal, and it's weird that you're moving here.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Like, it's only been, when did we officially, when you, Wendy made this decision less than a week ago.
Yeah, I think on Friday.
Like officially she made the decision less than a week ago.
Yeah, we're recording this Tuesday. So what is that, 4 days? Who fucking knows? I mean, honestly, who gives a shit? I'm getting out of here.
Days don't matter. Time doesn't matter.
The only day that matters is September 4th. And that's when I
And then
fly
you'll
out.
Be here and we could fucking...
Dude.
Go to the lake.
Yeah. I'm excited for Sebastian to go on his first plane ride. That's going to be real fun.
And him and Louie.
I know.
That's going to be really cute.
They'll kill each other and then we can finally go on vacations whenever we want.
Well, Louie, I mean, I don't think Louie is going to try to kill him, but he's not going to be able to find him.
Right.
So that'll be the problem there. Is he's going to want to kill him, but can't, because all Sebastian has to do is literally like step to the side.
Yeah. Or like kind of duck.
Duck. Can cats duck? Yeah, they can duck.
Oh, yeah. This cat can duck. I mean, I'm already, it's whatever. I have to let it go. I got a month. I got to figure out, I'm going to just have my stuff shipped over. I'm going to have movers just take it. Cause I looked at the cost of the stuff that I have that I want to bring and the cost of moving. And it's more cost effective to just move the stuff than like rebuy shit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then I'm going to gracefully leave New York and I'm just going to put my clothes and shit like that just in boxes and put it all in one moving van and just have it meet me there on like Saturday and then bring just the cat and a pack pack because
a pack pack.
Yep. A pack pack. And don't bring me any drinks on this plane that taste like duty.
Well, lucky for you, since we're in the mist. We're in the midst of a global pandemic.
Uh-huh.
That's accurate. That's actually accurate.
Oh, yeah. We're in a mist and we're in a midst of a global pandemic. And if I may say to these outdoor restaurants, we should be in the midst of something if you're going to have us sit the fuck outside in 95 degree heat. I am so pissed about this air conditioning. I'm sorry. The sweat's normally when we record, I have the AC still running. Because if you can hear it, I mean, that's life. That's city living.
That's fucking New York City.
I sweat just like rolling down my face and my first. Yeah, I just was like.
Glowing. You look great.
My first. Maybe I'll go work outside so I can get a tan also. You know what? I feel like I need do you guys want to go out for Italian? I need a tan. Who wants to go spend $50 on lunch and a glass of wine?
I would just love like a nice hot bowl of pasta while I sit outside in the humidity. Just like a red sauce, like a nice hot, like a meat, like a bolognese.
Mm.
Just a nice hot bolognese and like a thick noodle.
Oh.
Oh, that's everything's closed. So that's in the city. Everything's closing down again. I saw three different places announced today that they're closing their inside and patio seating and only doing to go.
That's fine because my new apartment has central AC. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. The good thing about that is if you don't have AC, nobody does.
Yeah.
So fuck everybody. If I'm unhappy, everybody's. It's a very New York mentality you're going to be bringing here to St. Louis.
I can't wait. I'm just going to yell out the window. Oh, this lease. First of all, you guys, the rental agreement. So in New York and most places when you apply for an apartment, in New York to get an apartment, even the place that I have now where like the people where you look outside to see like, oh, who's trying to kill me? That broke probably 6 or 7 months ago and nobody came to fix it. And so I have to tape it to my door. And every couple of days when I shut the door, it falls off. And so I have to put a new piece of tape behind it to put in there, which is just, I walk home. I'm like, this is a fucking murder house. This looks like a scene from a true crime show where they're like, in the 70s, this teenager lived on her own and the landlord fucking raped, murdered her. I watched a bunch of those last night. That was relaxing.
Oh, good. Perfect. As you look at your door.
Yeah. But to get an apartment here, like you need like three times the rent and income, you have to prove it. It's this whole rigmarole. And even if you're super rich, you're like, you need a co-signer that's even more super rich. It's fucking insane. And this rental application is just like a piece of paper, front and back.
It was literally a double-sided piece of paper.
And this is the best part. So filling
first
it out.
Name, last initial. We don't even need your full last name. Just sign it like you're in kindergarten. Yeah. Wendy S.
Yeah. And they didn't ask for a copy of any of my ID. They just said, what's your driver's license number? Doesn't say what state you live in. So I put, like, in parentheses, New York. Like, nobody. And they just gave it to, they gave you the sheet of paper. And with the employer, because a lot of people, they're like, we want proof of you. You need proof of your income. So I was ready to be like, you can look at my bank statements to show that I have money coming in. And like, you can look at the average ledger balance. That's right. I worked for a bank for a long time. And there was nothing. It just said there was two lines. And it was like, who's your employer? And I'm like, myself.
Yeah.
And then who's your other employer? And I'm going to work with Megan when I get there. So I'm like, Megan? Like, what do you guys do? Tell jokes and sell ham pies? Who wants to come along?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm making a lot of money. Oh, what's your income at Mister's? Well, the owners haven't paid themselves in over a year.
Right.
So I'm sure it's going to be pretty fucking good. Like, Wendy, what are you paid in? Old pies. I'm paid in unsold pies.
Dude, well, let's talk about this on the podcast, because I was thinking about that too. And this is the thing. I don't think I have to say this. I am more than happy to work and like for food. I do not expect you to pay me. It's like, I'll just give me food. I don't care. I'll eat the leftover food and then I'll come to your house and eat food. Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I expect you to.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And and farmers markets. And if you've never worked in one, I'm excited to work with you at the markets and then like be in the kitchen. And we have to taste test if we're making treats. You got to taste it. I'm so excited.
You have to taste everything. Oh, I'm also, yeah, let's hope with this everything shutting down, markets remain essential. So,
yeah, if not, Megan and I are going to be together and my apartment's going to be cute. And I already know the theme I'm going to do. I want to do lots of plants. So we'll do some weird, like pussies in the mist, like a jungle theme.
Oh, this is a good theme for your OnlyFans.
Oh,
we're going to be like, where is it?
Yes. Like those things on Instagram where it's like, find the cat.
Yeah, exactly. And no, that's good. Cause it's porn and a brain game.
Right. And we can like, put like different like tricks of things. Like we'll just take like things like spoiled meat. We'll just like throw up a spoiled piece of chicken somewhere on a plant and be like, ah, you thought that was a pussy. Wrong.
I'm also glad that you had to go with spoiled. You know, so it has the appropriate shades of green.
Yeah. Wait, everyone else is, hold on. You're telling me when you put your pussy in the sunlight, it doesn't glisten like the inside. What is that, albacore?
It's not tacky.
Yeah, it's not tacky.
That's real gross.
Mm.
Now I'm just thinking of like tacky lunch meat.
That's another thing we can put in the pussies in the mist puzzle. Tacky lunch meat.
Also, if we maybe we'll start thrifting, we'll start selling stuff online, and our thrift shop will be called Tacky Lunch Meat.
Yes,
that's a really good name, guys. Callers, call in.
See, now a lot of people will be like, you might be listening to us and thinking, hey, first of all, Wendy, turn on the AC because you are having extra trouble making sentences. I cannot fucking do this. Honestly, all I want to do is find out. I want to like set up shipping and get ready to leave. That's what I want. All I want to do is
the best time to do that is angry.
Yeah.
There's a British couple we know very similar from the farmer's market, because they were like, found out we were from California, and they're like, why would you come here? And I was like, well, no offense, but you don't exactly sound like you're from St. Louis either. So question right back at you. And the chick told me, like 20 years ago, the husband came home from his job. They lived in London, and he came home and was fucking pissed. And like, I fucking hate my boss. I fucking hate my job. Like, I'm quitting. I'm doing it. And then saw, because it was 20 years ago, there was like a tiny ad in a newspaper, like, come live and work in America. And he was like, yes. And he's like, that was literally like, it happened like within a week. Like the same thing where he was just pissed off and like, fuck all this.
Yeah.
And was like, we're moving to America. And then they did it. And now they've been here 20 years. So
yeah,
that might, you know, come to St. Louis for a year. Stay forever. Because you'll be dead. Because you'll be murdered by that meth head with the flat tire that bummed a cigarette from me.
Yeah, when you were
directly in front of your building.
Dude, that's great.
Who told me he couldn't, he mumbled something about all I have is hundreds.
Okay.
Like, see? I was going to be like, give me a dollar.
I like that. This is what I want.
What do you like about it?
Well, it makes me feel relaxed. First of all, I'm on a corner next to a place that hopefully we'll see how late they do takeout if things are closed down when I move there. But that Venice Cafe, and yeah, I'm giving out my location for where I'm living. And I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'll give you my address here, 428 East 77th Street. Fucking, I don't care. I don't care. Apartment 2A. Oh, you'll recognize it because it's, and you know what? You couldn't get in the building anyway because the fucking buzzer doesn't work. Someone will buzz.
Your building really has just like, whoo. I love that you're moving into a building that's for sure like over 100 years old and kind of run down and will still be in better condition than your current apartment.
Yep. Well, and that's like, that's the thing is to live. And this, I was talking to Luke about this, but for the past, I would say my entire adult life, I don't think except once when I lived with my ex-boyfriend, Steve Evitz, before I started doing stand-up, before I went to go work on the cruise ship when I was a trainer, we lived in a nice, like a two-bedroom, two-story little townhouse in Seal Beach. And he decorated it because he had really good taste. And so that was the only time I think I've ever lived as an adult, like outside of my parents' home, in an apartment where it was cozy and there was nesting and it felt like home and it was comfortable. Every other place I've lived, I think of it as like a lily pad where I'm like, just, I'm only going to be here for 6 to 12 months and then I'm going to fucking jump forward and I got to be ready to run. And so I'm really excited to get to St. Louis and just save money and decorate and have a cute place. I already have picked out all the furniture that I'm getting. I already know what I'm getting.
It's just insane because it's an amount of money specifically in comparison to what you've been paying. Where you could work less and still save money.
Yes.
Which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it, like, instead of working your ass off to like scrounge and scrape mm-hmm. just to cover rent.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling and to have money, like to have saved up because it just is a nice, it's like, it just, it's going to be great because already my first month's rent is, and I thought they were going to maybe charge me for August or for, yeah, for August, just because the building's vacant.
Yeah.
And I was...
He didn't?
No, I was fully prepared to, like, be charged for August. But he said, okay, so send a deposit and then first month's rent. And I said, okay. And then when he sent me the lease agreement, it said, okay, your lease agreement starts September 1st. So I was like, they didn't even charge... I thought they were going to charge me for this month just to be like, don't give this away.
I assumed that as well.
Yeah. My lease starts September 1st.
That's fucking crazy.
And then it ends, yeah, August 31st, 2021. Isn't that cool?
That's, I'm also hoping that somebody that lives in the building, like, dies or moves, and you could move, if you decide to stay, into one of, like, the cool one-bedroom apartments. Because they might even be, no, it's probably a one-bedroom, but they'd be, like, a big one-bedroom for sure.
Yeah.
Because there's four of those.
Yeah, the neighborhood is just so cute. I'm excited to just get there. I'm so glad I got that apartment. I'm so glad. Yeah,
I'm so excited because we'll be in our place for a month. Sorry, guys. You're welcome to we talk about how we're excited Wendy's moving and you have to fucking listen to it. Hey, you're a human part. You could shut it off.
Yeah, listen.
Here's go the rate thing. And review. Give us 5 stars and turn it off so we can talk.
Yeah, look, we got to talk about this shit because normally we would talk afterwards for an hour or so, but I got to get this AC fixed fucking pronto. So when we're done with this call, I'm going to immediately call my landlord and he can come over while I'm wearing this. I'm going to stand up and show you. I'm wearing lavender full-butted granny panties that
They're very cute.
They're my mom's.
You don't need to say it.
Yeah.
We know they're your mom's underwear. We know that almost all underwear you wear is your mother's.
And this is the tank top with the least amount of coverage. This is from Classy Lauren Brenner. This is a Kanye shirt, a Yeezus tank top that she cut. And it's from a tour that she made like a stripper shirt.
I would love for them to just like you. If you wear that once you move, you and that meth head with the flat tire are going to be fast friends because you for sure look like a country meth head right now.
I'm so excited to get there. And here's the thing too, is I was like, Well, this is why I'm so excited about the meth head, is because it's like, I want a little bit of, I need a little bit of edge. And that's the other thing too. And not to be like, New York makes you tough, but truly today on a walk in a nice neighborhood, I almost got hit by two different cop cars, running lights. I saw a man in a business suit, not a homeless man, just taking a piss into a, I took a fucking video of it. I won't post it. I'll send it to you. There's a man like in regular clothes, like slacks and a t-shirt, taking a piss into a flower patch, like a tree right next to the health food store right here on my block on 77th and 1st. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So yeah, one crackhead like, oh, can I get a cigarette? Yeah, please. Please. Yeah.
Oh.
And I would invite him up into my apartment, but I got to read you these fun things on the lease. You guys, St. Louis, I'm so excited. And I...
Oh my God, what's on the lease?
I'm just excited because, and I don't mean this in a shitty way, and I know you don't take it this way. I love being in New York is super fun and I really like it. And I may come back if things turn around in the city. And I'm like, you know what? I decided that I don't like having money, or I have so much money that I'm like, I could never spend this in my entire lifetime. And I don't want to use it to help people. And I don't want to use it
or make tit monsters.
Right. I don't want to use it for people or TMs. And what I want to do is spend a lot of money on a place where the air conditioning unit breaks down. I'll be back in New York in a heartbeat. But until then, I'm happy to go someplace that's just fucking normal, a regular meth head, not someone that like came to New York and like had dreams and then their life fell apart and now they're doing drugs on the street. Someone that he's just like, no, I never had any dreams. I just wanted.
Yeah. This, I'm living my dreams.
This is my dream. I am doing meth and just.
This is all I've ever wanted.
Yeah. So that's what I like. I like a pure. Just an old school, organic meth head. Not one of these fancy city meth heads.
A real salt of the earth meth head.
Right. So I was going over first of all, when I talked to the guy, the owner of the building, this is before Megan went and saw it. I was so excited. I mean, I was trying to like be cool, but I was just like, I need this apartment. I'll give you $1,000 a day until I move there. This is so cheap. I have to. And like before Megan saw it, we're like, are there closets? I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what's in it. I don't care.
I don't care how big it is. I don't care what it has.
It's for $535. If it sucks, I can just say, get another apartment. I don't. Great. Yes, if it sucks, I'll just get another one.
Truly, Wendy could get this apartment and then get like a 2-bedroom apartment and it would still be less money than what she's paying right now.
Uh-huh. Yep. But I remember when I called him and I was like, I go, hey, I'm super excited. We finally get on the phone. And he goes, okay, so just let you know, it's a third floor walk up. I said, great. He goes, but stairs, there's not an elevator. So are you okay with 3 flights of stairs? And I said, yes. Like, yeah. How laid back is St. Louis?
But that's also because that's most places people would be like, no. Seriously, that's specifically like a big city thing to where, because the buildings are old, that there's no elevators. Also, like coming from New York, yeah, unless you are very rich and live in a fancy building, you live in a walk-up.
Correct.
Like, that's like everything is a walk up.
Right. Well, and the nice thing about New York is even if you are in a walk up like where I am, you may not be fancy, but you do have to spend a lot of God. Oh, I hope that picked up. I stopped talking for that. I was like, I'm going to let that fucking.
Sounded like a spooky door.
It did. It sounded. That's probably the sound that my air conditioner made as the door, while I was gone. Poor Sebastian, he probably heard for fucking 30. Oh, God. Oh, the sounds in front. I'm like, oh, we get it. Brag. You have central AC. We get it.
Oh, God.
So this is something that I did. Not, I may ask if there's not a deadbolt or a chain lock, I'm going to ask to get a chain lock. That is the one thing I did think about because I was watching a lot of murder shows last night and I looked at the chain lock on my door and I thought, I gotta check out the lock situation when I get to St. Louis. That's my only thing. If there's not,
yeah,
because we're in a global pandemic. You don't know when shit's gonna pop off. I like a second lock where even if someone has a key or they're able to break in, I have a few seconds heads up before I jump out the window onto the fire escape.
Oh, no, I definitely think a chain lock. And if they won't put it, that's something Preston could just come put in.
Yeah, well, it says, but I'll just not tell them. And then how would they find out? The only way they would find out.
Does it say you can't put extra locks on the door? Because how will we rape you and kill you?
Yeah.
Wait, no, you're lying.
No, it says not to alter any lock or install a new lock or alarm system without the consent of the
owner.
Oh,
that's fine. Without the consent.
Yeah, so I can just ask.
Yeah, so just, you just email and you're like, hey, I would really like to put a chain lock on the back. They're going to be mad, especially if we fucking pay for it, especially if Preston goes to Home Depot and picks out a chain lock and installs it.
Right. I like where I'm like, hi, I'm going to need, hi, I was just wondering if you would consent to me to putting a chain lock. I really want a chain lock. And they're like, we would, but we really want to rape, murder you in your sleep. So, oh, we're kind of at an impasse
here.
Well,
if they said no to that, then I'd be like, we're going to break this lease.
Yeah, yeah.
because I just got a real bad vibe from you guys.
There is a ton of storage in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You can hide three bodies in that thing under the windowsill in the apartment.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, I assume it has been.
Why do you think the place is empty?
Yeah. And how? Oh, I hope that place is haunted. Those dressers, there are dressers left inside the apartment. And woo, they're probably haunted. We're keeping them.
All of them.
All of
them.
When
he's going to sleep on top of dressers.
Yep. Here's a fun one. Let's see. This is not to permit anything to be thrown out of the windows, hung on the side of the windows, or placed on the outside windowsills or walls of the building. That's a very specific, strange thing. And Megan, fucking mom alert, nerd alert, when she was looking, so she's looking at the apartment, and she and I are on FaceTime, and I'm trying to be cool instead of being like, let's suck your dicks from this apartment. It's such a great deal. It's like when you're trying to be an adult, like when you watch HGTV and they walk around and they just bitch at things, but there's really not that much in the apartment to really see or like to complain about. But it was funny because the dressers, you're like, well, this is kind of dingy. And I'm like, whatever. It's great. I love it. I'll blow you.
I was like, yeah, these are kind of, and I asked, I was like, if she doesn't want to keep these, and he was like, yeah, we can move them out. I was being like, and then the fire escape, I showed Woody the fire escape and I was like, in case of emergencies. Definitely not for smoking cigarettes.
Dude, when you said that, I was just the weird, because you were like, oh, good, there's a fire escape in case of emergencies. And I was just like, and she looked at me and I was just like, he's not like, giving me the apartment.
Wink. I winked like the guy. Like, I was like, what the fuck are you talking
and
about?
What a weird thing to be like, you know what we do with fire escapes in the city, huh? You know what I mean? Tell you what, it's not for your safety. This is a fun one. Not to use or allow the use of illegal drugs on or about the apartment, which is
what? Okay, whatever.
So no doing coke off the roof. This is my favorite one. Not to employ or harbor within the apartment any person or persons of objectionable character.
Oh, they're going to be so mad when they find out you're a prostitute.
Yeah. Objectional. I can objectional. How about objectional character? Jesus Christ. I need to.
I mean, this is what this means based on the neighborhood. Our friends and callers in St. Louis. Yeah, that makes sense. Just for, again, meth head with the fucking flat tire right in front of the building. Like, I have a feeling they've probably had some situations at this building.
You think?
Like with people maybe doing drugs all over the roof, all over the building, on the walls. Are those the only closets? Are they not even closets? They're just weird.
Yeah, they're just very weird things of like, don't do drugs on the rooftop. We don't care how many raccoons are trying to get you to get up there. These California, these California raccoons. Moving to St. Louis because the rent's cheaper. Doing drugs all off the top of the
all
roof.
Over with their objectionable characters.
Yeah, it's very weird stuff. Yeah, where it's like, don't do drugs. Don't bring objectionable people with objectionable character. Which is, I mean, how do you even assess that on a first meeting?
Well, that's St. Louis. I could make an assumption here.
Okay. It was strange, like that kind of stuff. And then like, don't throw stuff out the window or put stuff in your windowsill. Also, keep your doors unlocked, ladies.
Yeah. That one, yeah. We're definitely going to, even if there is a deadbolt, which I think there's deadbolts. There's also two doors, which is, I do like.
Yeah. Oh, that's
you're the only place that has two doors.
Yeah.
For safety. You have the one door to the weird fucking murder stairs. The yeah. steep murder stairs. And then the other door, like, to your actual apartment.
Yeah, it's one of those things, it's like, so to describe it, I think Megan just did. You open one door, and there's a flight of stairs. And it's cute. I like the white paint. It's all painted white. It's nice and bright. And so that is a staircase that goes up to the front door of the apartment. And what's fun about that is, if somebody is going to come up to murder you, you kind of have a little bit of a warning, because you'll be like, well, footsteps are here on the stairs. And you're like, no, probably not. I'll just go to sleep.
And then you're murdered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that we'll just get a deadbolt. We'll make sure that there's a deadbolt on the bottom stairs and then a chain lock on the top.
Yeah.
Or a chain lock on both. I don't know. We'll figure. Guys, we're fucking figuring it out. We're construction workers.
Sorry, this is not a
we're locksmiths.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, sometimes we're super funny and we're just like making it. But see, now this is us having a real conversation. Huh?
Guys, there's bad episodes of everything. Your favorite TV show, there's still bad ones.
Yeah, we're going to
look. You're just like, they really fucking, the writers really phoned it in this week. The writers have been busy.
Yeah, the writers are busy moving. I'm sorry, we're busy writing stuff for the future.
Oh, speaking of, but by the time you guys hear this, I won't have my keys, but I'll almost have my keys.
Oh, that's right. When do you guys move in officially?
Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty excited to spend all of my money. So that'll be great. That'll be super great.
Yeah.
But hey, then I won't have to go out and spend money because I'll have a place with stuff.
Right. So now how much money and like, so furniture, because this is something that this is the other reason when people are like, you can afford a one bedroom. I was like, I could, but I don't want to furnish a one bedroom. And I'm a minimalist. That's my vibe. I'm like, I can make a cutely decorated place, but I'm not trying to spend a fuck ton of money. But you guys have a lot of space to decorate.
We do. It's not, but it's not that much. And we already had stuff. So really it's not a lot of stuff. Like, we're furnishing a whole house for a couple grand. Like, all in, it'll probably be a few thousand for, like, everything, which is pretty good. And that's what credit cards are for, to be in crippling debt for your whole life. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what I'm not looking forward to is having to stock the bar. Because we have, so I'm going to have to go spend a lot of money on booze that we will drink the very first weekend.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing because you look at it is just a strange thing because it's still so fresh into the pandemic that to really realize where it's like, okay, get a place where you're comfortable in your home or your apartment. And because you can, like I said, you can stock up on booze and food and it still is less money than if you were going out all the time. So it's like,
oh, that's another thing I noticed when I was on Zillow looking at places. I was just looking at like for sale places too and rentals, just kind of seeing. And the new thing, a lot of places have a, like, perfect for work from home. Mm. Like, realtors are using this pandemic and, like, place like for selling points.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole, you could use this spare back room as an office.
Dude, first, well, we can talk about this off air because I already
off mic.
I already know how I want to decorate the apartment and I'm super fucking excited. Oh, you know what I'm going to do instead of a TV? I'll share this because I think this is a hot tip for people listening. Because I was like, I don't know if I want to get a TV. I don't want to spend that kind of money. And then if I, you know, even if I stay in St. Louis, I might move to another apartment in a year. And it's just like, I try to think of what the least amount of work for me to haul shit. And everything I watch is like on the phone. It's like Netflix, and then I'm going to get your Hulu password. Thank you. But I looked, and I'm going to get, for like $200, I can get a really good one of those projectors for your iPhone. And it goes on the, like a movie screen.
Oh, so I like that.
So I'm getting a projector.
That's a good idea.
This is a good tip for people. So I'm getting a projector instead of buying a TV, which is great because then there's not a TV out. And I can bring it if I'm in the kitchen. and I want to watch stuff in there. So you can have TV wherever you are if you want. And then, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm super excited. That was my one thing that I was like, see, that was a good tip.
See, this, yeah. Was this episode a laugh a minute, body eight style? Great episode that'll go down in the annals of Pussy Fart Gang history? Probably not.
No.
Probably not. But you know what? You know what you did learn? You learned that your moms are locksmiths. We are interior designers. We are construction workers.
Yes.
We are good at reading contracts, so we're basically lawyers. We are good at wearing our mom's panties. Mm-hmm. We're good at noticing when gremlins are in our apartment. All of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, was it a great, funny episode? No.
Uh-uh.
We're fine with that.
Yeah, we're...
Sometimes, you know, you try your hardest and it doesn't work out. And sometimes you try not at all and it also doesn't work out. So that's one of those. This is one of those.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to give yourself a fucking break. So we're trying to be an example to you that sometimes you can be like, not that good at your job and you still can do it. Just do it anyway.
But please, again, if you could rate and review.
And say nice things.
Not this episode specifically.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure not.
Think back to other ones that you enjoyed.
Yeah. I would say, what's the John Hamm murder? Flat Daddy? That's a great one.
Flat Daddy. Go listen to a Flat Daddy.
Go listen to Flat
Go
Daddy.
Go listen to a Flat Daddy.
People.
Treat yourself to some Flat Daddy and then go rate and review our stuff.
Yeah. And do that. You know, I did want to say this.
Oh, no.
This is for Andy, if you're still listening. So while you guys are rating and reviewing Flat Daddy, Andy, you're still here. I want to talk about this with you on the show because I also think some of our international listeners might find this entertaining. It is interesting, the real estate thing that they're starting to market, hey, work from home, work from home. And I think what's going to happen is places like in St. Louis, I imagine that real estate market is going to start to go up as people are starting to realize they got to get the fuck out of the major cities and into like less.
Oh, yeah.
Because, dude, can I tell you, like the New York thing, and I get it. If you're young and you're like, I want to stay here and I'm cool to pay $900 a month to have a roommate. Great. I'm 38 years old. I'm not. And I did New York and I was like, I did a lot of cool shit here and my time here is done. And now I want to have a little work life balance. But I was talking to the original owner of these sassy lavender cotton briefs. And this is something that I saw. I didn't know. She said something and I thought, she's making this up. I have not heard this on any of the newscasts that I listen to, which are all like BBC newscasts. So it's global news and it's accurate information. I don't know if you've heard this or if you've watched any Fox News lately. People seem to think the Trump people are spreading I mean, it's not even a rumor. It's a straight up lie where they're like, we're going to have a vaccine in like 3 months. My mom said that to me when I go, yeah, I'm going to move. She goes, I think it's a great idea. And she goes, well, yeah, it'll be nice things. We'll probably have a vaccine in like 3 months. So things will be up and running again. And I thought, where the fuck did you hear that?
Which is literally impossible.
Yeah, it's not possible.
It's literally impossible for that to happen.
I know. I'm trying.
There's no world in which that they haven't, nothing's been announced where like something worked on a fucking monkey.
Right.
And that shout out to my monkey murdering friend in Switzerland he doesn't listen, but I have to hit him up because I've decided I want him to start working on time travel. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Just selfishly, for lots of reasons, mostly real estate, but like you can't have it can't even go into human trials. Until there's a fucking process things have to go. They can't just be like, yeah, this works, and start injecting it into people.
I know. That's the other reason that I'm...
And all these fucking Trump people also go for it. Volunteer for human trials.
I'm just like, that's the other thing. I'm like, I've honestly, and not to be dramatic, but when I was talking to my friend who does not live in this country, and even on the group chats on the Patreon, and thank you guys for being on the Patreon and going to those group chats, people from the outside looking at America, we look like It's a fucking
assholes.
Yes, assholes. It's a fucking
shit
show. Like,
more so than normal.
I mean, this really does feel, it's like civil war, because you have, the Trump people are not even talking about real things. They're not even dealing with reality. Because the trial thing, and I thought, what are you talking about? And she, and mom was like, yeah. She's like, that's the thing is, you know, she's like, these Democrats, and they don't want to listen. But she's like, see, but that's, I mean, yeah. They, but then when anytime, anything political, I just kind of stop, and she stops anything. But then she starts, she changes subject. She goes, yeah, but it looks like where there's, a, she goes, I got a pamphlet to ask if I wanted to be part of the third round of trials for the vaccine. And I thought, what? And I said, how? And she goes, no, they're doing it. And I said, I've not heard of this. And I listened to an hour of two different news broadcasts every day. You would think this would be big news worldwide. And it's not.
I'm going to Google. We're going to do a little extra research. Wendy's going to keep talking.
And, oh, well, you know what you can Google? Let me tell you what to Google. Because I thought this was a joke on One America News, which is the super, super, like, super Trump news channel. It's like a weird cable thing here, cable here in New York. I don't know where else it is. Google Donald Trump, comma, warp speed. That's the name of this plan to get a vaccine. They're calling it, I think it's, yeah, the warp speed plan. I swear to God, like a 7-year-old made it up. They're like, and Steve Bannon this morning was on. And again, I don't want to know about this shit. It's a fucking, I mean, we have to know about it. But he was on Squawk Box, shout out CNBC. And they're talking to Steve Bannon. And like, that was on Fox News last night, where people, everyone that's reading regular news goes, oh, okay, there's an outbreak in baseball. And the like with Major League Baseball, those people are being tested every single day. They're being super careful. And those are people with lots of money and access to the best of whatever. And they're still passing it to each other. So people were trying to say, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't let kids back in school, because if these adult baseball players who have medical care and people watching them 24/7 are passing it to each other, all these little kids are going to be passing it and taking it home. And so that was on CNN. And then you go to Fox, and Fox News was reporting about, in New Jersey, some man tried to open his gym and the government put him in handcuffs. And this is the America that Joe Biden wants. And we're arresting business owners for trying to make money. And is that the American way? And then they're like, they're going to look stupid when Donald Trump, his warp speed plan, we're in the third round of trials of a vaccine. And I'm just watching Fox News, like,
well, no, three companies have entered phase 3 of trials.
Yeah, it's AstraZeneca. I know they have. It's just interesting because to watch the in the stock market, like those companies, they're doing, but it just doesn't seem like, just something seems fishy. Something seems fishy.
I also, in June, the FDA said that a coronavirus vaccine would have to protect at least 50% of vaccinated people to be considered effective. So I just, everybody also, it's 50%. That's not, like, that, it's not a cure. Like, it's not like, if only, if whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's why he calls it warp speed, but it's the same where he's just like, we need a warp speed plan. I didn't know that 50%. And so we're normal, whatever the normal FDA regulations would be, which is to say the majority of people should, you know, be cured by the vaccine.
Yeah, that just
where they're
seems,
like, they're like, that'll take 15.
Scientists.
Yeah. Scientists. Science in. It's fucking crazy. Where they're like, well, it'll take longer. We got to make sure it hits all the symptoms. And he's like, but what if we just make sure it only helps, like, half of the people? Then can we get a vaccine more quickly?
Yeah, I'm like,
it's fucking,
your moms are going to research this.
Yeah, we're going to do some research. Anyway, the point of all this is there's going to be a civil war in America. And we won't say your name, but you're on the Patreon because we said your name once and you did not like it. But we just want to give you and Danny a big peace sign and a thumbs up and say, as soon as we are able, at least I'm going to get the fuck out of this country. I might flee to Canada. Yeah. I don't know. And here's what's, it's whatever. I mean, that's where I'm like, I just got to get the fuck out of New York City, because and this is not being dramatic, to watch the news. And if Trump loses, and hopefully he does, I think it's going to be fucked either way. My buddy pointed this out. He said, just watching it. And my sister, who was a history major, we were talking yesterday and she's like, the whole thing is fucked just from a historical point of view, because they're having an antitrust hearing today on Capitol Hill with like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. I think Bill Gates was, he was, Bill Gates was being interviewed on MSNBC, and they're like, it's just as crazy because to watch in real time, we're like, oh, this is stuff that people are going to read about if there are books in history books, because they're having antitrust meetings right now to be like, you guys are fucking this country. And so that'll be interesting to watch evil Lord Bezos with his wonky eye.
Yeah. You guys have all the money.
So it just,
you need to give some of it away.
Yeah. And my sister said, and she said, and she's like, I'm not trying to be dramatic. And she said, but it seems like a situation where if Trump does not win, there will be mass riots because the people that support him believe he is almost a deity. And they already right now are setting it up as if he loses, it's a fucking conspiracy. And we got it. Steve Bannon was, I mean, it's crazy. Watch it. He was on for like 10 minutes and I had to shut it off. I was like, I can't, because it's scary to watch and listen to. Because he was just like, he goes, well, here's what we got to do. We got to ban TikTok, and we got to get, you know, Donald Trump's the greatest president and he's done more for this virus than anyone else in the world. And the world's jealous of us, and China fucking brought this over. So instead of worrying about shutting down people that are trying to open their gyms and get back to work, instead of harassing Americans trying to work, we need to point the finger at China because they're the fucking problem and hold them accountable. And it's like, I was watching it and I was like shaking because I thought like, that's not, first of all, none of it's true. And that's not.
Also, the Republicans have decided, so they think this is the problem because they're so stupid, because the whole thing with the $600 a week that's ending now, basically now it's over, the pandemic assistance, their whole thing is like, listen, most people in this country don't make $600 a week. They're making more than normal. So like, we need to stop that. The bigger problem here, guys, is that you're admitting that most people in this country make less than $600 a week. Like, that should be like, you should be like, fuck, that's bad. If most people make less than $600 a week.
Right.
Most people make less than $2,000 a month by a lot.
Right. And those are people with full-time jobs.
And that's pre-taxes. That's full-time jobs. Uh-huh. That's full-time jobs. So you're talking about people that make less than $24,000 a year pre-taxed, which is not a lot of money to survive on. And your whole thing is, well, they're not going to go back to their shitty jobs where they make $350 a week because they're getting more this way. So, like, let's just give them $200. Wait, that's not the solution.
No.
The solution is to do something long-term about the fact that the fucking wealth disparity in this country is so massive. Mm-hmm. That you rich cunts sitting in your fancy offices think that most of this country deserves to live below the poverty line and fucking scrimp and fucking climb every day. Not even to like reach any like sort of like heights, but just to fucking get their head above water to take a gulp of air before they get pushed back down.
Yep.
That's the fucking problem.
Right.
Not that they're making too much money on pandemic assistance.
No. Well, and the other thing, too, there's this weird thing where people have this mentality, and it's been ingrained in our brains as Americans with capitalism, where they're like, it's great because you can start and be poor and sleep outside on the street, and then you can one day, if you work hard enough, become a mega billionaire like Jeff Bezos. And so a lot of people are like, they're so hypnotized by that thought of, well, I could be rich, too. So yeah, let's fucking, it's a rat race to get to the top. And that's just not the way the system is set up. That's just not the way that it's actually works. And I also, and this is something else, and this is, and I'm going to do stand up in St. Louis. And, cause like, that's the thing is we're doing shows in parks in New York. People are like, what's a stand up scene like in St. Louis? I'm like, there's the same as in New York, outside in a park yelling at 15 people. There's not one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, and the other thing too, is you start to realize, and not for nothing, but even for example, with living in New York, it's very expensive. So the people that are still here and most people that are my age that have not had any kind of like big success or financial pop. And let's say this too, I don't like people that have been on TV many times and do not have money. So
yeah, me too.
It's so if you don't have, if you don't hit some kind of a financial pop where something takes off in your career and now you're making money from, if your podcast doesn't take off or something doesn't, you get a TV show, you write something. If something doesn't pop where you have money, the people that I know that are staying here, and it's very disheartening because I, for a long time, also believed like just work hard and be good at what you do and things will work out. And I have found over the past few years and the longer I stay in with doing stand-up and things like that, I've met people and I go, oh, the people that are very successful are people that have been able to just kind of fuck around for 15, 20, 25 years
yep.
before they hit something because it takes so long to pop and to have something kind of take off. And they can do it because they have money from their family or from some other place. So if you have generational wealth, it's easier for you to kind of coast. Like I haven't even the past 4 months when the pandemic hit with the stress of money and trying to survive, you can't like creatively, it's hard to do anything because all, you wake up and you're like, how am I going to eat today? What am I? It's just, you're constantly yep. in panic mode. And so you can't fucking do anything. And once you realize that and stop beating yourself up, because at first I was like, oh, I don't want to leave New York because I really, but it's like, okay, first of all, I'm not going to beat myself up for going to St. Louis because it's a fucking smart move. And the opportunities are the same. And also it's like the opportunities truly are the same in St. Louis.
And at the end of the day, the world's on fire. Nothing fucking matters. So
I know.
Who gives a shit?
So try to do something where you make your, just be happy and fucking relax. You know what I mean? Like, God damn.
Yeah. Listen to your moms. Be happy and relax, God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be happy and relax. I'm going to the gym. Like, I just want to make ham pies and do videos with your mom. And I'm both secretly, we're just like, there's going to be a civil war. Get your guns. Yeah. Get to the fucking lake. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I think these bagel bites are about done. We should.
Oh, good. It's time for lunch.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new